You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org. There's an app for that.
Well, we're sorry for the many people who took part in the ministries or the counselors or were impacted by the rhetoric, frankly, of leaders and including myself over the years that caused shame and hurt and promises, whether they were intentional or not, of promising that orientation would change and that they could expect something that they didn't come to receive. And so that's something that we're very, very sorry for, the hurt and the shame and the anxiety and the trauma that people were caused.
It's Alan Chambers. He's the former president of Exodus International. It is the world's largest gay therapy organization, has closed its doors, and he has issued a public apology to everybody who was ever involved in Exodus International. He says he came to that organization when he was but 19 years old, eventually rose to be its president, and now he's apologizing. He's also saying, and that was on Anderson Cooper's 360 on CNN, he's also saying that while he does not consider himself to be gay, he does not resist his same-sex attractions. I don't know what's going on with Alan Chambers, but Exodus International has certainly gone the way of the dodo bird, at least for now. What does this mean? Does this mean that all restorative therapy is a failure? Does it mean that sexual orientation can't change? Alan Chambers says we shouldn't even try. Joining us to respond to the closing of the world's largest gay therapy organization in this hour of Issues Etc., Joe Dallas will be with us in a minute. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio here in Collinsville, Illinois. A little bit later, we're going to play Issues Etc., Soundbite of the Week. That means four soundbites that we play for you. All you got to do is listen, and then it'll be your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues T-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, also the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad and the Issues Etc. Notepad as well. It's all been thrown in there. You listen to the four sound bites and then you give us a call, you send us an email, and you vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address, @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Joe Dallas is a regular guest. He's program director of a counseling organization for men dealing with sexual addiction called Genesis Counseling, and he's author of several books, including When Homosexuality Hits Home, The Gay Gospel, and Desires in Conflict. Joe, welcome back.
Hey, Todd, thank you for having me. Good to talk with you.
What was your reaction when you heard not only that Exodus International was closing its doors, but that Alan Chambers was making the media rounds publicly apologizing essentially for everything that Exodus had done for all those years?
Well, my ministry, Todd, Genesis, Biblical Solutions here in California, we resigned from the Exodus Network a couple of months earlier. So I've been a little out of the loop. I really did not know that Exodus was planning on closing its doors, and I don't know what decisions or what issues led to that closure. As for Alan Chambers making public apologies, from what I know of Alan, I do think that he is sincere in wanting to build bridges, but I would disagree if, and I haven't listened to his apologies, Todd, so I'm a little in the dark, but if he is apologizing for ministering to people who are dissatisfied with their homosexuality, who are saying, hey, this is not what I want, what can you help me to do about it? I would not apologize for that. Now, I think we have to be careful in any form of ministry when we are working with people who have a life-dominating sin. I think it's important to make sure they understand they will probably still have temptations to towards that sin. And so a part of effective ministry, to my thinking, is preparing people for those temptations. So I can appreciate Alan wanting to make sure he's not offering false promises, but by the same token, I would disagree with anyone who is apologizing for calling sin, sin, or for offering biblically based promises that if we repent of a sin, God gives us the power to resist that sin in the future and to live an abundant and a healthy life.
So essentially, if the approach of Exodus International had been, we can completely change your orientation, at some point, if we are successful together, you will never have another desire toward same sex. You will not struggle with it any longer. You're saying that those kind of promises simply cannot be made based upon a biblical view of sin or homosexuality or temptation or repentance.
Of sin in general, Todd, what responsible pastor or Bible teacher would say, if you repent of and you fill in the blank, homosexuality, drunkenness, violence, drug abuse, selfishness, if you repent of these sins, I guarantee you that if you follow my plan, you will never be tempted towards those sins again. Good grief, Paul himself wrote to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians 9:27 that he kept his body under subjection. He was under a strict self-watch, lest by any means after he had preached Christ to others, he himself would become disapproved of by God. And so if Paul the Apostle himself plainly stated that he keeps a tight watch over his body and over his life to avoid being pulled into sin of diverse kinds, I wouldn't dare say any less, and I wouldn't dare promote any less. But I do have to say, Todd, in the 26-plus years I was involved with Exodus International, I never once heard any individual say, quote, if you follow our plan, you will never again have a homosexual temptation. The fact is, a high percentage of the workshops that Exodus International offered were geared towards equipping people to deal with their temptations, which is a way of plainly saying we were aware that those temptations would be there and would need to be responded to.
Of course, Chambers' apology and Exodus's exit from the public stage here is being hailed by the media as proof positive that any kind of restorative therapy, any kind of counseling that would say this is a sin like any other for which one must live in repentance and the forgiveness of sins, is being hailed by the media as that is all a failure. Yes, people are born gay, and it cannot be changed. What's your response there?
Oh, I think that would be like saying if Jenny Craig closed down, that's proof positive that there is no such thing as a successful diet plan. I do not know what led the board of directors of Exodus to decide to close down, but I don't believe for a minute it was because what Exodus was teaching was somehow either false or misleading or not useful. I think in light of eternity, there will be countless people who will be found to have been helped enormously by ministries that were a part of the Exodus International Network. And so, again, I don't want to put words into Alan's mouth, but I only want to say that if he was apologizing for the work of Exodus International, I could not share in that apology. I'm very proud to have been a part of the Exodus Network.
So when someone says it cannot be changed, to make the fine distinction that I hear you coming to here, which is someone might say, I can't change my inclination. Is that different from saying that the inclinations that I may or may not have toward the same sex, is that different from saying I can change you from a homosexual into a heterosexual?
Oh, I think they're both essentially saying the same thing. I think that experience has shown if someone has been pretty much exclusively attracted to the same sex, as in homosexual, for most of their life, they will continue, if they repent of that sin, to have temptations that are homosexual in nature. They may also find that they do indeed have the capacity for heterosexual response, and they may move into marriage, as many, myself included, have done. And then there are others who will say, you know, I have repented of homosexuality, but not only do I continue to feel strong attractions to the same sex, but I have never felt attractions to the opposite sex, and I will live a Christ-centered celibate life. And in fact, I know people who have made that decision and live very fruitful and godly lives, and good grief, Todd, there is nothing second-rate about them. It's not because they didn't do anything right. I think that the end result varies from person to person. All of us are given the power to resist the sin that we have forsaken. To what extent we lose attraction to that sin, or to what extent we feel new attractions, that really varies from person to person, and you just can't predict one outcome for everybody.
Joe Dallas is our guest. He'll be with us for a few minutes on the other side of the break. We're talking about the closing of the world's largest gay therapy organization, Exodus International, and the apology of its former president, Alan Chambers. Joe Dallas is program director of a counseling organization for men dealing with sexual addiction called Genesis Counseling. He's author of several books, including When Homosexuality Hits Home, The Gay Gospel, and Desires in Conflict. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's June the 28th. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE. You'll find a link to Genesis Counseling at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. When we come back, his reaction to the Supreme Court's decisions on same-sex marriage.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start. The foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes. Dedicated customer service and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House. Listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House. cph.org.
Hey, St. Louis. How would you like to achieve your fitness goals in a fun and supportive atmosphere? Hi, this is Kevin Reisick, owner and operator of Arch Fitness of East Alton, Illinois. We offer adult boot camps throughout the week. These camps include cardiovascular conditioning, muscular strength and endurance training, balance and coordination activities, and more. For more information, give me a call at 618-670-6952, Arch Fitness of East Alton, Illinois, 618-670-6952.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email, Google+, simple ways that you can share Issues Etc. programs with your friends, relatives, and fellow parishioners. Just go to Listen on Demand Archives at issuesetc.org and look for the share feature images posted beneath each audio segment. You're only one click away from telling someone about Issues Etc. The Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org and look for Share This.
For people to say that you can, through a therapeutic process, change your feelings from gay to straight, I don't believe that that's possible. You know, I've been a lifelong member of Weight Watchers and probably will for the rest of my life. struggle with food and things like that. And Weight Watchers has never said to me they could change my orientation towards food. They help me deal with things that I want to deal with in my life and help me meet goals I want to meet. But they haven't told me that they could fix me or they could cure me. And so I certainly don't believe that that's something that we can say about this issue at all.
It's Alan Chambers, a former president of Exodus International, making a comparison there and saying, look, restorative therapy doesn't work. That was in a direct answer to Anderson Cooper's question on Anderson Cooper 360 on CNN. Do you think that restorative therapy doesn't work? Joe Dallas is our guest, program director of a counseling organization for men dealing with sexual addiction called Genesis Counseling. Joe, you made a similar comparison there, but it sounds like you're saying something slightly different than what it appears Alan Chambers was saying. Alan Chambers was saying that restorative therapy promises a cure or a complete change in orientation. What were you saying before in making a comparison between kind of the weight loss issue and homosexual restorative therapy?
Well, probably we are talking apples and oranges in many ways, but in principle, I think we are talking about something similar. As I said earlier, Todd, I have never heard anyone in a ministry associated with Exodus ever say that if you are homosexual and you repent of that sin, you can follow certain steps and will be so delivered that you never again have temptation towards that sin. That is not a biblical approach to sin, is it? Because the flesh is the flesh. And when we repent of sin, we are repenting of the works of the flesh. Now, the flesh does not get better. That's why we don't try to reform the flesh. We crucify the flesh. We mortify it. We resist it. And we do that by the power and the grace that we are given as new creatures in Christ. So the presence of sin is biblically guaranteed, but the power of sin, we are biblically guaranteed the ability to overcome. So Paul, to the Romans, said, sin shall not have dominion over you. He did not say sin will not be present. However, if we do look at the weight loss comparison, I'm a little puzzled by that. Because, in fact, if you joined Weight Watchers and lost 60 pounds and you learned to eat in a more healthy way and you learned to resist the pull towards junk food, brother, you changed. You changed hugely. Now, if you still have an occasional craving for a hot fudge sundae, I would never say that that is proof you didn't change. Your physical status changed. Your behavior changed. Your impulse control changed. Likewise, if a person repents of homosexuality and goes for months and then years and then decades, abstaining from that behavior and learning to relate in more healthy ways, and in many cases even moving into a heterosexual marriage, brother, that guy changed. If he still has occasional homosexual thoughts or temptations, I would never say that's an indicator that he didn't change at all. In fact, I'd say he changed pretty significantly.
Before we let you go, Joe, I was curious about your reaction to the recent announcement of the Supreme Court's decision on same-sex marriage, both the overturning of DOMA and sending Prop 8 back to California essentially dead on arrival. What were your thoughts on those?
I was sad but not at all surprised, Todd. I would have been amazed if they had decided differently. I think the country has been shifting very speedily towards a complete affirmation of homosexuality. And so I expected the Supreme Court pretty much to do what it did. And I think it is just one more step downwards. I'm sorry to see it, but not surprised to see it. I think we have seen a pretty much systematic dismantling of Judeo-Christian values in the public arena, these past few years especially. And I'm afraid we better buckle up because I think we'll see a good deal more of the same.
Joe Dallas is program director of a counseling organization for men dealing with sexual addiction called Genesis Counseling. author of several books, including When Homosexuality Hits Home, The Gay Gospel, and Desires in Conflict. Joe, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.